This is KUT. Austin public school teachers will see a small pay increase this year. Last night, the school board approved this year's $1 billion plus budget, and it includes two separate one-time pay hikes for teachers and employees. KUT's Kate McGee reports the decision to give teachers a raise indicates a change in attitude from district leadership.
When the school district started planning this year's budget at the beginning of last school year, former Superintendent Maria Karstarfin said the district would not continue a 1.5% salary hike for employees and teachers. But last night, the school board did the opposite and actually approved a 2% increase. They also continued another 3% pay increase from previous years. Ken Zarafis is the president of the Teachers Union Education Austin. He says things have changed under interim superintendent Paul Cruz.
I want to say that there's been a sea change as the interim has come in and has listened to us and has listened to what we've asked and respects the fact that we do want a pay raise, that we do want to increase, that we don't take away, but we give to and we add to the great work that teachers and school employees around this district are doing.
The money for this will come from the district's reserve fund, kind of a rainy day fund. That's also where the district is getting $24 million to balance its budget overall. That deficit is one reason the district says it can't make those pay increases permanent. Here's Trustee Ann Teich.
I think our teachers deserve a raise. But at this point, I feel that our hands are a bit tied.
The district says its hands are tied by the state's school finance system, which requires the district to give some of its local property taxes to the state to help fund poorer school districts. This year, the district will send $175 million to the state, and that number only increases each year. The district held a press conference yesterday along with the teachers, union business leaders, and state lawmakers, asking the state to reduce the amount of local property taxes it takes from Austin ISD. But teachers and employees say the rising cost of living in Austin is tying their hands, too. Lisa Pannell is a bus driver for the district for the last 16 years.
It has been a challenge to pay my bills to feed my children. And sometimes you have to say, what bill can I put off this week so I can buy $80 worth of groceries?
Labor leaders say they will continue to push for permanent pay hikes. Kate McGee, KUT News.